Harper Audio presents Fire Damage by Kate Medina, read by Claire Corbett.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The little boy inched through the doorway, arms and legs jerking like a marionette. Stopping just inside, he scanned the room with frightened eyes. In his hands, he gripped a torch, a huge black metal maglite which swung slowly back and forth in front of him as if he was feeling his way through darkness. The beam traced along the walls was swallowed for a moment by the sharp winter light cutting in through the sash window. It scoured each corner, drifted over the furniture, stopping to inspect the alcove under Jessie's desk, the corner where the filing cabinet housing her psychology books and journals cast shadow. Kneeling down so that her face was level with his, but maintaining her distance, avoiding direct eye contact, Jessie smiled.
"Hello, Sammy. I'm Jessie Flynn," she said softly.
She had dressed in civvies this morning, a denim skirt, long-sleeved white shirt, and simple navy patent leather ballet pumps, ubiquitous clothes that communicated nothing about her, made no statement. The little boy remained silent. He continued to rotate the torch.